there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately, the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now, that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. So ends the reading of the Gospel. We might ask, what is your incentive to change? Is it hope that you can overcome something that holds you back? I live in the United States of America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. That's what we say. Yet in the world I inhabit most days, I listen to persons who are incarcerated. Last week, one of these men who has a sentence probably equal to the 38 years of the person in today's gospel reflected on his life and the years he has already spent behind bars and that he can look forward to spending in prison. He wondered out loud if his life could ever be touched by God's mercy and healing. All I could do was look at him. He has already changed. He has already grown up. Yet there he is, sentenced to spend years for an offense he committed long ago when he was young. I wonder if the man in today's gospel reading thought he would ever be touched by God's mercy and healing. There he was at the pool with all the others who were ill, blind, lame, and crippled. When Jesus saw him and asked if he wanted to be made well, his response sounded hopeless and helpless. "Sir,
I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And then Jesus did the unthinkable. He healed him. The gospel story goes on to tell what happened next and how Jesus was persecuted for healing the man on the Sabbath. But the needs of the man and the mercy of God demanded healing. He was challenged to let go of his hopelessness and his helplessness. Just as the incarcerated man had to accept the circumstances of his sentence and to believe that there was some good that he could accomplish during those years. During this season of Lent, we are challenged to look at the number of our years and to ask ourselves how we need to be healed. Because each of us does need healing, we are definitely a people on the way, and each of us does need to know the healing and the power of God. Whatever our circumstances, we need to consider our readiness to receive and to recognize our reliance on that healing and power.